Every kopeck counts as Russians begin to feel the effect of sanctions on their economy. $1 bought 75 rubles before the war, now it buys 100. That means higher prices for imported goods, such as the fruit and veg in this market.
Sweets used to cost 70 rubles, now they cost 100, and chicken also. We don't live a luxury life, but the prices went up notably.
The price of sugar went up significantly, more than 10 rubles. I ran out of salt and sugar, and I couldn't find them. Now today they appeared. My pension would be enough. It is not so little, but I spend almost half of it on medicines, so very little remains.
Everything is more expensive. Sorry fish used to be 120 rubles, now it's 480. Last time we bought buckwheat, almost 200. Very expensive. It's hard for us. We want to eat.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has acknowledged that sanctions mean the economy will need what he calls deep structural changes. They won't be easy, he said.
Before the war in Ukraine, inflation here was already over 9%, the highest it's been in 7 years. That could now double. And interest rates are at 20%. All of this putting a real squeeze on Russian incomes.
At the Russian Association of Patriotic Entrepreneurs, some believe there are opportunities to be had as Western firms pull out. Though first, there are practical challenges to work around.
The whole supply chain has been damaged. Many producers are not sending raw materials or finished products to Russia. Even if they are, containers aren't leaving because of concerns about sanctions. So a big question for processing industries is what is their logistic chain? The ruble-dollar exchange rate is also a big stress.
Many Russians credit their president with stabilizing the economy after the collapse of the Soviet Union. It grew every year Vladimir Putin was in office until the global financial crisis. A group of international banks now expects economic output to fall by up to a third this year. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Moscow.